Everybody's slate's clean. Whatever's going on is behind us. It's now. There it is. Erase the tape. Record a new message. Here's the new message. You can write this down. The Cleveland Browns are going to win. We got to work to win. We got to work to win. We're not going to get it done by just talking about it. And we're going to have to get gritty, and we're going to have to grind, and we're going to have to get tough. You can't win if you don't expect to win. But you sure can't win if you don't work for them.
Training camp is more than just practice. It's a chance to prove yourself and earn the right to have a place on the 53-man roster. During the Browns' second week, the team packed up and went down to Ohio State for the Orange and Brown scrimmage.
A great environment, and more so than that, what a tremendous turnout by our fans. It says a lot about the following of the Browns. I know we have tremendous fans, but I never knew they traveled all over the place. I'm interested to see our whole team respond to a live game situation because we haven't done that under me. But this is just the start of it right now.
Man, this man is really running the ball.
And get on your man here, okay? Because he ran the wrong route, but he got the ball.
You gotta do better. You're not getting enough push. You're not a rookie anymore.
Come on. Alright. That's what I threw it to because she was over.
Josh McCown going deep for Terrell Pryor. He's got a step. It's a beautiful ball. Hose down. Browns. The return to the shoe for Terrell Pryor. Are you kidding me?
Terrell Pryor's path to wide receiver in the NFL is not a conventional one. After a few years and limited starts as a quarterback, Terrell made the difficult choice to switch positions.
Last year, it was just me being using my athleticism. Some of the guys are called freaky athletic, and it helps you stay, it helps people, want to be, want you to be around, But then, you start adding in some of the wide receiver stuff and learning from Andrew Hawkins and stuff like that. And then, it could turn into something ridiculous. I'm in love with the process. I love processes, because I know I'm doing real well, but I know also there's a whole nother level. There's a lot of different situations guys have, there's guys that really got to make a lot of plays, It's going to come to me. When it comes, I'll make a play. That's how I am. I'm just chill, laid back, I get the ball, I'll make a play for you. Just always chasing that next level, chasing what do I want to do better is today, and every day I go out there and I want to work on something. I want to accomplish that, when I get off the practice field, I ask myself, did I do this? Or did I do this the way I want it? And hey, I put it like this. If you can't sustain energy and of wanting to win, you shouldn't be here. It's as simple as that.
Pryor's ability to adapt to his new position has earned him praise from both coaches and teammates alike. But he wasn't the only player to face a crossroads in his career. After injury sidelined Connor Hamlett, the 6'7 tight end had to decide if he was going to continue pursuing a career in the NFL. But with Gary Barnidge recovering from surgery, the door opened for Connor to make an impression.
For me personally, it was tough because I think I was on four different teams throughout the season, so I was flying back home to Seattle and then back to the East Coast doing workouts every week until I got signed. I came here in about December, and we weren't having the best season, but I was just trying to go out there on the practice squad and give the guys a look and do the best I could do to, help the team improve, not just for the end of the season, but, going on to next year. No one said it's going to be easy. It's not easy, but, you really got to love it. And, I've accepted that, and I'm just, out there grinding every day and trying to have fun with it. I don't really try to look into the numbers of who's going to make the team and who's not, where I just go out there and try to do my best every day. I think that's what we're all doing, and we all love each other in the tight end room, and we're all just working hard and controlling what we can control and see what happens in the end. Every practice builds confidence, so we'll go through this week and go through our game plan and just focus on your job and just do what you would do in practice, and everything will be okay.
Up next on Building the Browns, training camp confessions from Joel Bitonio and Robert Griffin earns the starting job. No position group on the Browns has as much variety of experience as the offensive line. Anchored by veterans Joe Thomas and John Greco, there are positions on the line to fight for, and the competition is underway.
The goal is to try to find the best five guys and get them on the field. And so, you know, I feel solid. The veteran players are coming back, have been pretty solid. You know, and Joe and Joel on the left side are pretty solid players, pretty productive.
You want any time you're putting an offensive line together to find the best five guys, and that's kind of our search right now, and I think we're getting closer to finding those.
Cam's made some real good improvement, you know, having that minor elbow hyperextension and missing 4 or 5 days kind of set him back a little bit. So, but he's back in the groove and get a chance to play against Green Bay.
I've been listening to the older guys, picking up on every piece of knowledge that I can, and just going out there and playing ball, man. That's all it is.
Having John Greco back at guard is, you know, kind of adds some veteran leadership to that line. But, you know, it's like anything. It's been a long time since January. He put pads on. He's a little rusty right now.
Week one, I'm ready to go. There's no question about it. I'm planning on being 100% way before then. I think, you know, be smart these next couple days. Sprinkle me in here and there.
You know, we're figuring out the right tackle. We've got a lot of different people playing the right tackle position. We're giving everybody an opportunity to play there. So working through it. And so our goal is through the preseason, you got to figure out who those top five are going to be and get them playing together so they can play as a unit. Alvin Bailey's got a lot of experience. He's played a lot of games at tackle, not at right tackle, but he's played a lot of games in the NFL at tackle. So he's got some experience. Spencer Drango, who's played some at right tackle, has got some toughness and some athleticism. He's very young and inexperienced, so a lot of new things happening for him. Pastor has been playing there, and he played tackle in college. He played tackle at Jacksonville. He's been mostly a guard for us, but we swung him out there, and he's looked good a couple days. So he's got some experience, and he's got some size and length, and it's an opportunity for him to show what he can do. So everybody brings a little bit to the table. Everybody's got strengths, and everybody's got weaknesses. We'll try to play to their strengths and coach, and through these next couple preseason games, we'll get this thing all worked out. Joe's a guy that brings a good toughness and attitude. I mean, he's got great work ethic. He knows only one speed, that's full speed. Brings you just a tough, hard-nosed, get-after-it attitude that's so important to go through the room.
Have a day, boys. Have a good day.
What's up, Dog Fam? I'm back here again. Man, we're kind of in the heart of camp right now. We're kind of banging on each other a lot and stuff like that. We've had some battles going on, and camp's kind of in that grind mode right now, but we're excited to do it, and it's been fun so far. I recently got married this summer, July 9th, and it kind of sucks now because training camp, you know, you're in the hotel, you're away from, you know, your significant others and stuff like that. We've been together for so long now that she understands when August comes, it's, you know, a no-go time. You know, we don't get to hang out as much as we want. But I get to see her after training camp when she comes and watches practice and stuff. It's great to have her come out and support me and things like that. So this training camp, comparative to my first two training camps, you know, personally, I feel like it's been a lot more physical. You know, we've had a lot more live tackling. We've had a lot more, you know, live periods where it's like, all right, we're playing real football, you know, and Coach Jackson's really stressed, you know, you have to play football to be good at football. You know, so you have to block full speed, you have to tackle full speed, and trying to keep, you know, pushing forward is this full speed, full effort, and it's been a blast to me. You know, I've enjoyed that, and you know, training camps, you're going to be in the grind and stuff, but when you have a coach that's kind of laying it out for you and telling you why he's doing certain things, and then he pushes you, but then he pushes, you know, takes a little bit of time off too. It's been a real fun experience so far, and we're right in the middle of it, so we still got, you know, a few weeks of training camp left, and we're really, you know, pushing to try and improve our team.
Here we go.
When the siren goes off, it means we're going to go full speed, full tackle. Everybody's live except for the quarterback. So when you first hear it, at first it's kind of like, oh, crap, am I, you know, where are we going? What are we doing? But then you're like, oh, now we're just going to play football. And personally, the siren for me, I'm an offensive lineman, so I'm not really the one getting tackled or anything. So it kind of just tires the defense out a little bit more. So, you know, me and Joe always joke about it, like, we'll do the siren all day.
Out.
I think the thing I'm looking forward to most in this first preseason game against Green Bay is it just getting back on the football field. You know, I was injured at the end of last year, so I missed a few games. And just, you know, man, you're playing football again. Like, you go through all these practices, but once you put on the, you know, orange and brown, and you get out there and you really start to play against another opponent that's, you know, trying to get after the quarterback, then it's like, oh man, we're playing football again, and it takes a few games to get into, you know, into real mode. But that first preseason game, there's always a little couple jitters, you know, like, do I still got it? Am I still able to do what I've, you know, been doing my whole life?
Hey, we're working today, man. Hey, we're gonna keep it clean, we're gonna keep it fun, all right?
Yes, sir. We're
gonna be the best in the business, man. Let's go. Go, pound, on three, one, two, three, go, pound.
When building the Browns returns, the confidence in the young running backs is tested, and Robert Griffin takes hold of the starting job. The history of the Cleveland Browns cannot be told without the stories of their running backs. The generations of great players, from Greg Pruitt to Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack, and of course, the incomparable Jim Brown. A standard has been set, and there's an expectation of greatness.
A running back has to have some ability to create, get yards on his own a lot. And the truly great ones, special ones that are a cut above everyone else, they do that, and they do it on a consistent basis. What I've seen from Crowell is that he's very explosive, very explosive. He is so quick to the hole. He can burst into a small crease. He can self-accelerate out of one. Duke is similar. Duke is a lot quicker. He's got outstanding feet. He is a special playmaker now with the ball in his hands in the pass and running game. They do a great job of motivating each other, pushing one another, and they're young. They're not in their prime yet, and they're working toward that. They work hard every single day to be great, and that's what I appreciate from them as the position coach.
Really now it's just better just because I'm used to it also. I've been through it a couple years before, trying to fight to get a spot on the team, but now I'm trying to go out here and, you know, help my team win.
The year experience kind of helps you out just because a lot of things are possibly the same within the offense, just different terminology, different schemes, different ways that you run it. So that 1 year of being here kind of helped me.
You know, me and Duke, we have what it takes. I feel like we've been working hard, you know, all this offseason to come out here and, you know, just prove to everybody that we have what it takes. You know, he do a good job running the ball also. You know, he can also go out wide and, you know, we can throw the ball to him and, you know, get mismatches and different things like that.
Crow's going to hit it. Crow's going to go 1,000 miles an hour, either through you or around you. Either way, doing everything he can to make the play.
Really? really, we just want to run violently. We just want to go out there and just dominate and just be physical.
That's Coach's mindset. He wants to be physical. He wants to be grimy. He wants to dominate.
I know we both want to be 1,000-yard rushers. That's the main thing. But really, the main focus is helping our team win and, you know, capitalize every time we get out there on the field.
The guys up front is the ones who block and make it happen, but at the same time, we have to see it and hit it also. At the end of the day, you got a job to do. Whether you're trying to impress the coach or not, you still have your job doing. Our job is to make plays.
You know, it's the first preseason game, so we're just trying to go out there and make sure we have everything right, the fundamentals on offense, defense, and special teams. So we just want to go out there and just make sure we have everything together as a team and go out there and, you know, play together.
You want me right there. Now you're forcing him to do that. Because if you square him up, they're going to do it every time. They're going to jump around and you go right there. Cause you're
systems change. Language changes. Coaches changes. But fundamentals never change. So that's what you're always teaching as a running back coach or any position for that matter. These players want to win. These coaches want to win. The organization, these fans, the city wants to win. And everybody is really dialed in and really moving forward, got their eyes on the prize. And that is to be successful, have a winning season, go to the playoffs, win a championship. We're going to turn this around. We're going to be competitive. And we're going to win football games. That's what it's all about. Everything that we do is about winning. It's about creating a culture of success and a culture of championships. And that's our goal, and we're not going to stop until we do it. We're going to make history now.
Coming up next on Building the Browns, Coach Jackson gives his trust to Robert Griffin and names him the starting quarterback.
It's official. Robert Griffin III is the Browns' starting quarterback. The team making the announcement.
Hugh Jackson promised to name a starting quarterback before the Browns' first preseason opener, and he delivered on that Monday.
Hugh Jackson's first year running the show there in Cleveland. He'll turn the reins of this offense over to RG3.
Our football team is driven by the quarterback. So everything we do on offense is about the quarterback. How do we make him successful? Because I think we all know if the quarterback plays well, then the team normally plays very well.
It's an honor. It's an honor to be one of 32. You take that, you respect that, and you continue to go out and work and try to get better. I'm thankful to Coach that he believes in me. Thankful to my teammates that they believe in me. And I know all the other quarterbacks have done a lot to help me get to this point. We got a great room, so I'm real appreciative of those guys, too.
As a competitor, you want to be on the field. You want to play. There's no question about that. But at the same time, it's so much bigger, and it's about a team. And now we know who it is moving forward. We're behind that guy, and our team can rally around that guy, and we can move forward accordingly.
When I make a choice, I make a choice. I stand behind it, and my job is to create the right environment for him to be the best he can be. Now, he has to do the work. But we've made a commitment to him, and he's got to go make it right.
There's a comeback story for Robert Griffin to write this year. After not having a chance to play in 2015, there's a sense that Robert knows the opportunity in front of him and feels confident he's not only earned it, but will continue to.
It's an honor, and you get to go out and lead a group of men, and Coach trusts you that you put the work in, you put it on tape, that he can trust you to go out and run his offense the best. So it's an honor to have that title. And moving forward, it changes nothing. You still go out and try to prove it every single day and have fun playing football. It's such a pleasure to play and have an opportunity to play. I got to make sure I make the most of today. So I don't really look that far forward. I try to win each day. And if you do that, you know, things will work in your favor. I think everybody faces obstacles in their life. So my story is no different than anyone else. You know, you're going to have high times, you're going to have low times, and you just got to continue to fight through and trust that better is coming and never give up. So, you know, I'm just thankful for the people who've been in my life to help me not lose sight of that, and thank God for this opportunity. It's a little different at the quarterback position because only one of us get to play. But our room is great, and that's the fun thing about it. Josh knows the game. He's seen it from a lot of different perspectives. You got Cody, the young kid who comes in, and he helps because you get to, you know, constantly coach him and teach him things, and it reinforces it for yourself. And then Austin and myself, we both have the same amount of experience, but our room is great. So I've been real appreciative of them all coming in, competing hard every single day, and they made me a better player as well. You have to cherish every single moment that you get when you put on an NFL helmet. And to be able to put on the Cleveland Browns helmet for me is something that's special. It's something I've said since I got here. I know all the guys in that locker room feel the same exact way. It's an honor to be a Cleveland Brown. It's an honor to represent this city, represent this team, and this owner.
This is a new Browns with a clean slate, a new philosophy, and new passion for winning. The team has readied themselves for this moment, and it's time to lay it out on the field and prove they deserve the fans' dedication.